I'm Steve Miller reporting. North and South Korea agreed on Tuesday to hold military talks to improve relations. Doug Bernard reports that after the two nations held their first formal discussions in more than 2 years.
The rival nation said in a joint statement they have agreed to defuse the current military tension and to hold military talks to address the issue. North Korea also agreed Tuesday to participate in the Pyeongchang Olympics to be held in February in South Korea. The talks were aimed at facilitating North Korea's participation in the Olympics and finding ways to reduce heightened tensions over Pyongyang's growing nuclear and missiles development programs. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
European playmaker Airbus said it plans to boost the number of planes it makes in China under a deal signed in Beijing on Tuesday to expand cooperation at its Tianjin assembly plant. Bronwyn Benito has the details.
The provisional deal was signed during a state visit to China by French President Emmanuel Macron. Airbus said the latest Tianjin agreement would result in production increasing to 6 aircraft per month, up from 4 at present, at the local final assembly line for the Airbus A320 family of jets. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
A suspected suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and wounded more than 15 others in southwestern Pakistan. The attack Tuesday targeted a police vehicle in a high-security area in Quetta, the capital of violence-hit Baluchistan province. Doctors and rescue workers said the victims were mostly police personnel, and several of those injured were in critical condition. For additional stories as well as pictures and videos, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono on Tuesday said that Tokyo could not accept South Korea's demands for additional